Hello. This is Mimi with Gratitude Groove. We're sharing your daily gratitudes, quirky ideas, happy moments, and positive thoughts is a cool thing to do. Thank you so much for joining me right now. Do you know what today is? It is Election Day. Whoop, whoop. And we need to get out there and vote. Now, I know some of you will say this is the umpteenth hour, voting is over, but no, it's not. Because some polling places have had technical difficulties. So there's no excuse. But before I continue with that, let's preview a little history on why you should vote. A lot of people made sacrifices for us to get that privilege. Some people say a privilege is not earned, is given to you. Well, that's in some cases for people who are born with a silver spoon, but not all of us are that fortunate. Some people had to earn the privilege to vote. For example, women, not until the 1920s, they were not able to vote. They fought because of women's suffrage and labor laws. A woman had her place, and her place was not at the voting booth. Also, let's look at civil rights in the 1960s. It wasn't until 1965 that African Americans had the right to vote. Look out all the protests, the dogs, the fire hoses, the denial of that privilege. We have to give thanks for all the pain, all the suffering, all the sacrifice, all the love, all the heart, all the prayers, all the giving, all that denial, but all that sacrificing so their ancestors would have that privilege and right to vote. Me, being an African American woman, I was very eager to go to the polls today, and I was also thrilled because Julie Wiggins Stratton, classmate, Kenwood Academy, will be our Lieutenant Governor of Illinois with J.B. Pritzker. I'm claiming it right now, putting it out there in the universe. It also troubled me today that some people I heard didn't take advantage of the polls. They were more thrilled about having an hour off from work or partially voted on the ballot sheets just to get a bracelet to go back to work and say I voted. Once again, that's a privilege that may not always be there, so it should be taken advantage of. But as for, well, is after voting time? No, it's not. Some polls are still open, and Google Vote is online, where you can type in an address, find a location, find a time, and vote. So get out there. The movement, one voice, one vote. Do it. I thank you all for joining me. Have a gratitude, groovy evening. Until next time, thank you. God bless. And bye-bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.